हरे कृष्णा। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। मा ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। सो नाउ नेक्स्ट अबाउट अ मंथ ऑर सो लेटर जन्माष्टमी इज कमिंग। सो आई वॉज प्लानिंग टू स्पीक अबाउट a series of classes on Lord Krishna, but as Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told us that we cannot, that we cannot approach Krishna directly. It is only through Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we can approach Krishna. So we will discuss. Am I audible? So we will discuss the opulences of Lord Krishna, the six opulences that characterize Lord Krishna, by first discussing about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we will discuss the six opulences of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first, and I was planning a series of classes, so one opulence of Lord Chaitanya per class, so six opulences of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed by six opulences of Lord Krishna. So yesterday I took another class where I discussed about the structure and the overview of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So today we will discuss. Today we will focus on the six opulences of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, starting with beauty. So Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī describes that every incarnation of the Lord comes with some weapon. Lord Chandra came with his bow and arrow. Lord Parashuram had his parashu. Lord Krishna had his Sudarshan Chakra. So he says, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also an incarnation, what was the weapon that he brought with him? So he describes that the weapon that Lord Chaitanya brought was his beauty. It was his beauty that he conquered the hearts of everyone. As we know, when Jagai and Madai wounded Nityanand Prabhu, at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ready to kill them. But Nityanand Prabhu fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and told him that, you know, if you kill them, then you will have to kill everyone, because everybody is of the same level of consciousness more or less in Kali Yuga. Therefore, you have come to kill not the demons but the demoniac mentality. So the demoniac mentality is caused by a misdirection of our desires. Our original pure desires are directed towards Krishna, and when our desires are misdirected away from Krishna, that leads to the demoniac mentality in varying degrees. So Lord Chaitanya comes to redirect our desires back to the Supreme Lord, and that he does primarily by his beauty. So the Chaitanya Mangal of Lochandas Thakur describes a very endearing narrative about the beauty of Lord Chaitanya. Now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in chapter 4 of the Adilila called The Confidential Reasons of Lord Chaitanya's Appearance, describes how Lord Chaitanya came for three purposes. Now he wanted to understand the greatness of Radharani's love, he wanted to understand his own beauty which Radharani relished, his own qualities which Radharani relished, primarily beauty, and the great happiness which Radharani felt when she saw that Krishna responded and reciprocated with her love. So Chaitanya Mangal takes this same theme and elaborates it, where Lochandas Thakur describes that when Lord Krishna told Radharani that I am going to the material world to taste your love. So at that time Radharani said, oh no, you cannot do that. If you start tasting my love, you will go unconscious, you will fall unconscious, you will go mad. Lord Chaitanya said, no, I do want to taste your love. So then Radharani said that your complexion is so beautiful, and if you get intoxicated with my love, then you will fall on the ground, you will fall unconscious, your beautiful complexion will be stained by the dust and the dirt, and I cannot tolerate that. So therefore he said, if you are going to taste my love, then you are going to take my mood to taste my love, then I will cover you with my complexion. So just as, you know, somebody, if a thing is very beautiful or very valuable, then we cover it to protect it. So for Radharani, Krishna's form and Krishna's complexion are the supreme treasure of her life. Gopi lochana chataka ambuda muni mani saundarya mudra mani. Kulashekhar Maharaj in his Mukundamala Sutra describes that just as for a chataka bird, the water that comes from the cloud is the only source of nourishment. Like that, for the eyes of the gopis, the gopi lochana, the lochana is the eyes of the gopis, chataka, they are like the chataka bird. And what is the ambuda for them? What is the water which will nourish them? That is saundarya mudramani. That is a supremely beautiful form of Lord Krishna. So Radharani covered her own complexion around Lord Krishna's form. And that's why, so Lord Chaitanya by his own desire assumed the bhav of Radharani, and Radharani by her desire gave her dyuti, her complexion to Krishna. That's why it is described in the invocation of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So this is Krishna, but he has come in Radha Bhav and Radha Dyuti. So Radha Bhav is the complexion of Radharani, the emotion of Radharani, and Radha Dyuti is the complexion. So the emotion and the complexion of Radharani, both are there. So now we know in this world everything that is attractive is ultimately a fraction of Krishna's opulence. In the 10th chapter 42nd verse of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes yadyad vibhuti matsatvam shri madurjitam eva va tattadeva avagachatvam mama tejo amsha sambhava mama tejo amsha sambhava. That everything beautiful, opulent and glorious in this world is but a spark of my opulence, Lord Krishna says. So all the beauty that we see in this world is ultimately a fraction of Krishna's beauty. But when the soul comes to imitate Krishna in this world, then the soul wants to be the independent enjoyer. And when the soul wants to be independent enjoyer, then when he gets attracted to the beauty of this world, he gets some temporary pleasure, but after that there is great misery, because the beauty of this world is temporary. So the difference between worldly beauty and Krishna's beauty or Radharani's beauty is that worldly beauty is temporary and the spiritual beauty of the Lord is eternal. But a second more important difference is that the worldly beauty is agitating, whereas divine beauty is pacifying. Now, when we are attracted to the beauty of this world, the more we get attracted, the more we become agitated by that beauty. Whereas when we become attracted to Krishna's beauty, then that pacifies the passion within our heart. Of course, that will at advanced stage evoke a spiritual attraction and a spiritual agitation, but that is purifying, that is uplifting. The initial effect of being attracted to Krishna's beauty is that our mind becomes peaceful. प्रशांत मनसम येनम योगिनम सुखमुत्तमम उपैति शांत रजसम ब्रह्म भूतम कल्मषम. While describing how the yogi goes into meditation, in the 6th chapter, 27th verse, Lord Krishna describes Prashanta Manasam Yenam. That the yogi becomes very peaceful. And why does he become peaceful? Upaiti Shanta Rajasam. Rajas is the mode of passion. Shanta. It becomes peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. So Upaiti Shanta Rajasam. That by the power of Lord Krishna's beauty, by the attraction to the divine form, to the divine manifestation of the Lord, what happens is the passion within us becomes pacified, shanta rajasam. So the fundamental difference from our practical point of view is that Krishna's beauty is pacifying, whereas worldly beauty is agitating. So now when the soul comes here to imitate Krishna, at that time, he is basically trying to relish he take the position of Krishna and try to enjoy like in the, like Ravana wanted to enjoy Mother Sita. So like that, the conditioned soul, when he comes in this world, wants to enjoy separate from Krishna that which is the property of Krishna. But the speciality, the uniqueness, the great mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he enables us to become attracted to the divine beauty in a way that is actually pacifying and not agitating. So, Lord Chaitanya, throughout his pastimes, exhibited his beauty in multifarious ways. So Lord Chaitanya exhibited his beauty in multifarious ways, and the most powerful exhibition of beauty that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed was when he came to Mayapur back. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, but on Mother Shachimata's request, he went to Jagannath Puri, and then from Jagannath Puri he wanted again to go to Vrindavan. But the first time when he tried to go to Vrindavan, he went to Navadvip. From Navadvip he went to Ramakeli. From Ramakeli he went to Kanayanath Shala. And on Sanatana Goswami's advice, he told him, don't go with thousands of people. That is not the appropriate way to go to Vrindavan. So he came back. But at that time, when he went to Navadvip, thousands and thousands of people were attracted by his beauty. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Navadvip, we know in one sense that his sannyas broke the hearts of all his devotees, because they were so happy in his association. Suddenly Lord Chaitanya left his home and went away. So it broke the heart of his devotees, and we will be discussing about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas when we talk about his renunciation. But here we will see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sannyas actually fulfilled the purpose. Now his purpose was that because all the worldly minded Brahmanas and others, puffed up by their learning and their position, were disrespecting and offending him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt that if I take sannyas, then for the sake of the position of sannyas, they will respect me. And when they respect me and offer obeisances, they will get elevated. So this is exactly what happened. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to Navadvip, he first stayed at the house of Vachaspati. Vachaspati was the brother of Vasudeva Sarvabhauma, Sarvam Bhattacharya. So Sarvam Bhattacharya also earlier used to stay in Navadvip, from where he had gone to Mithila to learn Navanyaya. And from there, on the invitation of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he had come to Jagannath Puri to teach Navanyaya over there. So his brother Vachaspati was there in Navadvip. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his house, at that time thousands and thousands of people just flooded into that area from all directions. And this pastime is very graphically and captivatingly described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Especially the Navadvipa pastimes are not described so much by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, because Vrindavandas Thakur stayed in Navadvipa. He was just one generation after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Two generations, you know, Srinivas Thakur's niece was Narayani, Narayani's son was Vrindavandas Thakur. So he was just there in Navadvipa. So most of the Navadvipa pastimes are narrated by Vrindavandas Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavata. So there he describes when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying at the house of Vachaspati, thousands of people came from all directions, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his darshan once and people just went mad. And nowadays, we may not be able to imagine that sort of madness, but sometimes we see them, there is some film star, some movie star, when he comes, thousands of people just go mad. And that is just exhibiting one fraction of the divine opulence. Of course, that film star is himself not divine, so that opulence is divine, but he is using it for a demoniac purpose of attracting everyone to himself, where he is trying to usurp the position of Krishna as the all-attractive person. But still the point remains that just as thousands of people can get attracted to one film star, movie star, so thousands and thousands and even millions of people were attracted to just a brief darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared. And he went from there to the house of Madhav Ghosh, where he came to actually Kulyagram. And that is, the Kulyagram in Navadvipa is called as the Aparadha Bhanjan, there Aparadha Bhanjan Kshetra. So there, all the people who had offended Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and begged forgiveness. That was the place where Lord Chaitanya also forgave Gopal Chapal, who had earlier offended Srivas Thakur. But here, so the house of Madhav Ghosh was across the Ganga, and everybody was coming and chastising Vachaspati. You know, where you are such a selfish person. Normally, if a person has some wealth, you know, a good person doesn't hoard the wealth with himself. He shares the wealth with everyone. But you are so selfish that you have the wealth of Lord Chaitanya in your heart, in your house. But instead of sharing that wealth with everyone by allowing everyone to take darshan, you are like a miser hoarding that wealth in your own house and not letting all of us see his beauty. You know, we are all ill, Lord, all die in separation from him. So, what's for this? No, Lord Chaitanya is not in my house. So, nobody was ready to believe him. He said, no, he's in your house. And suddenly some messenger came and he has told him he has gone to the house of Madhav Ghosh. So immediately all the thousands of people started going towards the house of Madhav Ghosh. So now there were boats over there. All the boats got full and still people were coming. So more and more people started sitting in the boat. The oarsman who was drawing the boat, he took the boat in the middle, but because of the sheer weight of the boat sank. And miraculously, although the boat sank, what happened? There were no casualties. Suddenly, from under the river, land came up. And the people just walked across the river very gracefully. Now, there are other people who just took a log of wood. And they sat on logs of wood and went across. And now, all the logs of wood were over, all the boats were over, and still there are hundreds of people who wanted to cross over, to take darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they didn't know what to do. So they just, those of them who knew how to swim, they jumped across and swam across the Ganga. And the Ganga in the Navadvipa area is very unpredictable. Sometimes the flow is gentle, sometimes the flow is ferociously strong. But the people fearlessly jumped into the Ganga and swam across. And there were some people who did not know how to swim. So they forgot that they didn't know how to swim, jumped across and swam away. So now, we may wonder, you know, is this real or is this just some imagination? But actually, when we understand that the Supreme Lord gives everyone all potencies, and whatever potency he wants a particular soul to have at a particular time, he exhibits that. You know, in the Jewish tradition, when Moses was taking his people, the Jews, away from Egypt towards Jerusalem, at that time the Egyptian soldiers were chasing after them, and ahead was the sea, behind were the Egyptian soldiers, and they didn't know what to do. So that's how the saying has come, trapped between the sea and the devil. When we have two dangerous options, then that is that it comes from that particular situation. So ahead were the sea, which they couldn't cross, behind were the soldiers who would capture and enslave and punish them. So at that time Moses prayed and the sea opened. Sea just parted apart and all the people crossed over, and the soldiers who came behind on their horses with their weapons were shocked. And when they tried to pass through the opening in the sea, suddenly the sea closed over and they all drowned. And that's how Moses and his people were led to the land of freedom, Jerusalem. So there actually Moses prayed to the Lord, and this whole parting of the sea was for the purpose of their protection. But here when the people wanted to go to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were so overpowered by the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they didn't even realize that actually Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that they are actually crossing over an ocean. Just the power of the desire was so strong that they were able to cross over the ocean. So there in that historical ancient case, that was to become free from a danger. But here the miracle that was exhibited was to actually attract, to get the darshan of the Lord, to get the supreme blessing of being purified by his all attractive darshan. So in this way there was this extraordinary exhibition of beauty which was there. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went over, all the people went over to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when they reached Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came out and he gave his darshan to all of them. So after that, actually when they came to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hare Krishna, can you hear me? Hare Krishna, can you hear me? Hare Krishna, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Hare Krishna? Okay. Rishikesh Yoga devotees, can you hear me? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, can you hear me? Hare Krishna.